This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so there you go. One version of a corporate math story. Here's another one for you, where the equation in the balance is a whole lot bigger. Facebook, as you know by now, is going to buy WhatsApp for $19 billion in stock and cash. WhatsApp has 450 million users, so you divide by 450, carry the two, don't forget your zeros. Each user is worth $42 a piece to Mark Zuckerberg. How did he decide that they were worth it? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore takes it from there.
Carolyn Duke is 27, and she uses WhatsApp all the time to text her friends.
Most of my friends do have it. It's easy. It's immediate.
And it is free, unless you upgrade, even for long distance. So if Facebook is paying $19 billion for WhatsApp, which amounts to $42 per user, does that mean Facebook has to find a way to squeeze $42 out of Caroline? Because she's not going to go from paying $0 to $40, and she doesn't like ads.
So I'd probably explore other options.
I guarantee that Mark Zuckerberg did not come up with his final offer simply based on some number that he crunched to say, well, this is how much I can make per user.
David Rogers teaches digital marketing at Columbia Business School. He says, first off, WhatsApp's user base is growing fast, so Facebook could end up getting a lot more users. But part of that $42 per user is strategic value.
Half that money it paid may have been purely a defensive move, so that it doesn't get cut out of this very fast-growing space of mobile messaging.
Kathy Boyle is a senior analyst with eMarketer. She says Facebook is paying to lock in two groups it risks losing in mobile messaging.
WhatsApp has really high penetration in a lot of emerging markets, and WhatsApp is very popular with that younger demographic group.
So really, what Facebook is paying for is relevance in the future, and who knows what that's worth. Or, of course, it could be wrong and is paying way too much. That's also possible. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.